Oh, hey there, bud.
We heard you like Dungeons & Dragons. Fancy that.
We're your Canadian neighbors, eh? Dungeons & Dragons.
And we just started season 3, which means it's the perfect place to start with us. Let me give you a little taste of the show.
How much is a donkey cost?
Russ, how much is a donkey cost?
The question everyone wants to know.
Is he ever going to give you up?
Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Orcus is going to rule all and he won't desert you.
Find out why Dungeons & Dragons has been downloaded more than 1 million times. Start listening to season 3 today, anywhere fine podcasts are found or at dumbdragons.com.
Here we go. Broadcasting from Edmonton's majestic used hubcap district.
I just can't pull off a onesie.
No, neither can I.
That's not good.
Kids today with their inline skates and their long boards that roll over everything.
Totally weird and wild. It works, but it's weird.
You know what's underrated?
Ravioli.
God, that's awful. It smells like smoke coming off someone's ass.
I guess I'm getting the vibe here that a lot of people had these lofty dreams and no one lived up to them.
I get that feeling too.
Oh, it's so good to laugh again.
My God, do people not know I'm at work?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
And the award goes to Bryce Kelly! Yay!
The award for best sandwich eater.
Yeah. You've trained hard your entire life.
I've worked my entire life to get here.
You know, it's funny. There's, speaking of sandwiches, and I know this isn't what we were going to talk about. I know you've got something holstered. You've got something locked and loaded.
Sure.
But first, let me say this. Remember how A&W last week dropped off teen burgers for us?
Oh, yeah.
Early, like the early morning teen burger?
Yeah.
Which...
That's a good teen burger.
Oh, my God. The teen burger, the early morning teen burger might be one of the best. There was one just sort of in the drawer in the fridge here. Somebody took one and just put it in the drawer. Didn't wrap it up or anything. It was just... So finally, I turfed that thing this morning.
Oh, still there a week later?
There's a Subway sub all wrapped up in that staff room fridge that's been there for months. Who brings a Ooh. Sub to... Can you imagine, like, first of all, what does a sub cost now?
Oh, it's expensive.
They're dumb expensive, yeah. But yet to bring... I don't know if I have the ability, and I don't think you do either, to forget that you have a Subway sub waiting no. for you in the fridge.
Yeah, I don't know how you forget that. That
I is, don't know.
That is just bizarre.
Are these the same people who just, they forget to eat because they're too busy?
This is what makes me feel like a freak, because I think I've opened that fridge once in my entire existence working in this building.
Oh, you got to go for a tour one day.
Yeah, it sounds like a roller coaster.
It's full of fun surprises. There's butter in there. I don't. That's been in there since butter? The pandemic. Yes,
like who's bringing butter here?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Wow. Yeah, I don't think I've looked in that thing in years.
But now I'm like, I just want to throw that sub out that's been sitting in there, but. At the same time, that's probably $16 or $17 worth of sub that was left behind. What if it's a person who every day they buy the exact same sub and I throw out their lunch for that day and I'm just assuming it's the same one that's been in there for months? Oh,
interesting. Yeah. That didn't cross my mind. And now that seems like the most likely scenario.
The surprising part is it doesn't even stink. Don't you think that would smell bad by now?
Yeah, that's not a good sign. It's like when they have that those McDonald's cheeseburgers or whatever from
that
the,
are like 27 years old.
Like, let's take a look at these 20 years later, and they look exactly the same. And you're like, ooh, that can't be good.
No. A lot of people are grossed out by that, but at the same time, I look at it and I go, well, congratulations, McDonald's. You've got it dialed in.
Yeah, it doesn't stop me. Just like that Super Size Me documentary is supposed to be like, oh my God, look at the effects it has on the human body. I just sat there and I was like, God, I want a Big Mac.
Yeah, all I could think about the whole time was that.
Yeah. So, I don't think my wiring is working on that one.
No.
Hoo-wee. No. Also, wanted to talk about... movies getting sequels that don't necessarily need them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like...
Do we need another Spider-Man?
Do we need any more of that stuff? And, like, we had these comedies that were standalone comedies that had sequels that were like, eh.
Anchorman.
Zoolander.
Yeah.
Remember how disappointing Zoolander 2? I don't even know if I got through it.
No, neither did I. And Zoolander, the first one, brilliant.
Perfect.
It is a perfect movie, a perfect comedy.
A you Googleizer.
Uh-huh.
I still laugh at that.
Papa got the black lung.
The Anchorman 2 is okay.
But it's too long.
Yeah. They
could have...
whole part about him being blind, they could cut right out of the movie.
In the lighthouse?
Yeah.
Turf that.
Cut it right out
what
of the
What was
movie.
That?
And it'd be okay. But it was a bit of a letdown. Yeah. And now there's news that Happy Gilmore is apparently getting a sequel. The movie that came out in 1996.
Almost 30 years ago.
Perfect film.
Yeah.
No notes on that movie. Does it need a sequel almost 30 years later? I don't know that it does. I mean, if they nail it, I'll be happy. But how often do they nail these sequels?
So but will it be one of these things where there's a new Happy Gilmore and Adam Sandler is just sort of makes an appearance, just sort of a drive-by appearance?
Oh, that'd be the bummer. That's what would really make me sad.
Yeah, no, it better be him on like the seniors pro circuit or something.
Yes, Shooter McGavin being there.
Oh my God, I love Shooter McGavin.
I know a couple of the actors have died, but
Julie
Bowen can still be in
Julie Bowen from Modern Family. I forgot completely until I had started watching Modern Family and then I went back and I watched Happy Gilmore one day and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, young Julie Bowen.
Yeah.
Babe then, babe now.
Uh-huh.
Man. But does Happy Gilmore need a sequel?
Who else is dead from Happy Gilmore? Bob Barker,
Carl Weathers died.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling that Grandma's probably not.
Do you think so?
I don't know that for sure, but I mean, she seemed old in the 90s.
Do you think Zoolander killed her? he was her nurse.
Oh, that's right, Ben Stiller.
Yeah, he played the nurse in the old folks' home.
Where
Happy Gilmore's grandma was living.
Jesus.
God, do we know way too much about that movie?
Because then there's the scene where he knocks the air conditioner out of the window onto the woman. What a film.
Do you mean sports documentary?
Oh, what a piece of cinema.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Solving the world's problems one podcast at a time.
It's spring cleaning season, and maybe for you that means cleaning the junk oil out of your car and getting a new, fresh oil.
Yeah, lemon-scented spring oil.
I love breathing in deep those oil fumes.
That's not a real thing. I made that up. Don't go to Lube City expecting that you're going to get lemon-scented spring oil, or did we just have the best idea ever?
That sounds like a million-dollar idea to me. That
sounds pretty good.
Sounds like something Mr. Clean would come up with.
What happens if you dump Mr. Clean in with oil?
I'm pretty sure nothing. Probably makes the engine work better.
No, I don't think it would. They're definitely not doing that at Lube City, but maybe they should work on developing lemon scent oil.
I would put some in my car.
So would I.
Huh.
Ask them about it. Pitch them the idea when you go there. If you're wondering, hey, there's no Lube City near me. Yes, there is. There's 27 of them in Alberta. You can find the one nearest you at lubecity.ca.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Just two guys watching the world go by.
I'm going to be spontaneous right now and leave this podcast. Bye.
Wait, what?
You have questions? Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly have answers.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
I was driving to work, or when I got to work this morning, I opened up Kijiji. I'm just sitting at my desk, drinking a coffee. Life is good. And then I started thinking, remember back in the day before we all had the weight of the world on our shoulders and, you know, this soul-crushing adult responsibility? Remember when you could be impulsive and spontaneous? Remember that, Bryce?
Simpler times.
There was an ad on Kijiji this morning for somebody. They're like, hey, can somebody drive my car to Fort Lauderdale, Florida? Like, there's an ad. They just need their car delivered to Fort Lauderdale.
Ooh, what are they offering?
The ad says something like, tell me what you'd need for this. Like, tell me what you need to get paid in order to do this.
Ooh.
Like, can you imagine? Like, I would, of course, I'm suspicious and you wonder, you know, what's up with that car?
Yeah, what's hidden in the trunk of that car?
But I think back to the 20-year-old version of me, I'd be like, tell me more. When can I leave? I would probably do that. But just remember being spontaneous.
I hate that they put the price tag on you to figure
out. Well, I know. I don't like that either. I don't like that. Just say, hey, I'll pay you this amount of money. I'll pay for gas and I'll fly you home too. Like, you need to put that in your ad. Don't make me come to you with those figures.
It's got to be a long drive. That'd probably take you a week.
Yeah, but how awesome would that be?
I would do that. A younger version of me.
Oh, yeah.
If I was sure that it wasn't lined with cocaine or something and the board
the fact that you're going to Florida. And then I think the ad says something like, I need my car delivered to Florida so it can be exported internationally. Like it's going to be shipped somewhere else.
Isn't that what they do with all the stolen cars?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe this is a completely legit ad, but it just, it caught my attention and it sparked my imagination.
It'd be fun, but man, would I be sweating at the border.
Oh, so would I. How about you? When was the last time you were spontaneous? Like when was the last time you just said yes and did something?
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Somebody just texted and said, I used to be spontaneous, but I'm 30 now. I have a career and a baby on the way. So about as spontaneous as we get is deciding last minute to order in when we're just about to start making dinner. It's not much, but it's our new spontaneity. Yeah, I can totally relate. We can't all just drop what we're doing, hop in a car with some people we barely know and head to Vancouver for the weekend. But, you know, you can pull out your phone and order in instead of boiling a pot of water. That's my kind of spontaneous, too. I love that, too. Like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, all of a sudden you get a text and it's someone say, hey, you want to go for wings? I love that last minute thing. Love it.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Somebody said, we were just talking about being spontaneous. Like, when was the last time you were truly drop everything, change of plans, spontaneous? It's been a long time for me.
Yeah, makes me feel real boring.
Ugh. Somebody texted and said, I've been around the world and done some cool stuff, but nothing compares to what my brother did. He was supposed to be going with a friend to Campbell River on Vancouver Island. About a half hour outside of Red Deer, they decided to change their plans and drove to California instead, because why not?
Ooh, yeah, bit of a different change of direction.
See? Spontaneity. It's alive and well. Ooh. You were kind of spontaneous a few years ago. Remember the day before we sent you and some listeners and you guys drove to Anaheim?
Oh, yeah.
For a hockey game?
Yeah.
And we told you like the day before. Oh, by the way, Bryce, tomorrow you're driving to California.
Yeah, that was a hoot.
Was it? I get the feeling you didn't have a great time because it was too far of a drive.
No, I was fine.
Yeah?
I was fine with it. You know, would I drive to Anaheim again? Not in one shot.
No, because you guys had like 24 hours to get there, right?
Yeah. I wouldn't do it in one go. Yeah. It would take a few days.
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
This is from Michael. I met a girl over the summer holidays a few years back. We shared a summer job together. We were both in relationships. By the end of the summer, we broke off both relationships. I quit my second job, gave up my apartment, and moved to the United States with her for the last year of university. Today, we're married with two kids.
Oh, it worked out.
Yeah. Okay, Michael, Captain Spontaneity.
What does it say about me that I was kind of like, I was waiting and like, okay, so when does it go sideways for you? You gave up the job, gave up the apartment. When does it go sideways?
Yeah.
It didn't. Look at that. True love exists.
Somebody else said, good morning. My husband and I were camping down by Canmore one September long weekend and decided, why not head to Montana for a couple of nights? Seems close enough. We love exploring. Booked entry into Glacier National Park the night before. Had a great time. Okay, that's spontaneous.
Bit of a hike from Canmore to Montana.
It's the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Speaking of spontaneous, this came in from Mel. Some friends and I, in 2002, decided to drive to Disneyland on our break from college. We drove 36 hours straight there, taking turns driving, camped in a campground in Anaheim overnight, spent a day at Disney, slept in the tent, and then drove 36 hours straight home.
Ooh.
We didn't have a lot of money, so we had brought a camp stove and some cans of food, but forgot to bring a can opener.
Oh, boy. And the can openers at Disney? $4,700.
That's right. Everybody knows that. $4,700 for a can opener at Disneyland.
That's the kind of trip that sounds amazing. And you probably had a blast driving down there. Oh, yeah. Probably had fun. But that 36-hour drive home, that's where you start to really feel it.
This was a bad idea.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
My name's Garner. That's Bryce. We live vicariously through you each and every day. We lead very, very sheltered, very, very vanilla lives.
That's right. I'm basically a bubble boy at this point.
Mm-hmm. I think like the most spontaneous thing, and I haven't done this in years, and I think I just might do it one day, is just driving home from work, maybe I'll steer into a drive-thru and get something completely unhealthy instead of eating a rice cake.
Oh.
When I get home.
Yeah, that'd be living on the wild side.
You know what I haven't had for lunch in ages is fried chicken.
Mm.
Fried chicken for lunch. Maybe I'll be spontaneous, but not today.
Maybe I'll go to a different grocery store than normal today.
Ooh, wow.
I know, it's crazy.
I know, that's nuts. Somebody said, hey, I'm in my mid-30s. About a month ago when it snowed, I had a friend kidnap me and drive me to Marmot to go snowboarding. She had really wanted to go, and I kept creating reasons why I couldn't go. She solved all my problems and just showed up at my house. We had an amazingly spontaneous weekend, Jacqueline. See, that's rock solid.
That's good.
That's a good one.
Just at the last minute, driving to the mountains, why not?
This one reminds me, sometimes you just got to take the long way around, but you'll eventually get there. I spontaneously dropped out of university after 3 years of education to move to Vancouver.
Ooh.
That startup company job only lasted 10 months because the CEO lost all the company assets on crypto investments.
Well, that's not good.
I then found myself without a degree and $30,000 in student loan debt. Now, 6 years later, I finally got my tech dream job. I just started this week.
Ooh, okay.
There you go. You did take the long way.
Yeah.
But you got there.
That's 6 years is probably a little stressful.
Uh-huh.
But you take a swing. That's what life is about. That's what I always say.
Taking swings.
Taking swings.
Yeah. But not in the on-deck circle. Taking swings at the plate.
And it'll work out eventually, even if it's 6 years later.
Yeah.
It'll work out.
How about you? What's the most spontaneous thing you've ever done?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
Like, this one came in. I love this one. This last November, my best friend, who lives in Montreal, called me up on a Saturday night saying his girlfriend couldn't go to the Tool concert on Sunday night and said I could have the ticket. I got on the first flight the next morning, Sunday morning. We went to the concert, afterwards went to an after party, and partied until 2 hours before my flight back at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Best time ever. That's a good one.
Thanks for listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast. Theme music by Garner Andrews. Guests of the podcast stay in the dumpster behind the building in the rail yard. Classy.